Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The title of the column is Beware of the Sizzle When Sorting Out Innovation and Strategy. And here's what Jim Thompson has to say about that. Over 30 years ago, I worked for Dr. H. Wayne Adics, A-D-I-C-K-E-S, in the tech center of a major pulp and paper company. You chemistry junkies can find Wayne in Wikipedia. When we produced graphs to support our work, particularly when we produced sets of related graphs, Wayne had an absolute rule. The ordinate and abscissa on the graphs must be of the same scale and have the same origin and end values from graph to graph. If you needed a blow-up of a graph to show detail, it had to be shown as an inset to the graph with attributes that complied with all the other graphs in the set. Dr. Adics had seen too many doctored graphs in his experience. No one who worked for him was going to play games with data. Think about it. Every graph you have ever seen was designed to convey the story the presenter wanted to present. Think about what you have done yourself, as you said, about preparing graphs for a presentation. I know you chose all the attributes of the graph based on the conclusions you wanted to convey to your audience. Everybody does it. PowerPoint was introduced after my period of understudy with Dr. Adics. Sometimes I wish we could go back to those times, for I think we were more honest then. PowerPoint did not enjoy widespread use until someone after Microsoft released their version in 1990. Today, corporations use PowerPoint specialists to prepare their slide decks. The demand is so high that some corporations have these artists on staff while others contract the services. PowerPoint is specifically used in some organizations to sell the sizzle, for the steak is without substance. I have seen this many times while observing the development of capital budgets for projects. In fact, most capital budget teams, unless they have years of experience, tend to develop capital budgets that are lots of sizzle, no substance. But keep doing it, I make a great side income as an expert witness when these projects go bad. I can expand this further and say many funding requests involving implementation of innovations or strategies have way too much sizzle and not enough hard work in developing the basic foundational elements. This is why I said that sometimes I wish we could go back to those times before PowerPoint. One could not hide the poorly developed foundational premises so easily in those days. Of course, there are many other items besides graphs and PowerPoint decks that can be abused when putting together your innovation and strategy initiatives. Of course, there are many other items besides graphs and PowerPoint decks that can be abused when putting together your innovation and strategy initiatives. I saw a project once where large sums were spent implementing a strategy that was built on erroneous laboratory work. Marketing was pushing for a certain product change. We were all feeling the pressure to perform. About the time we finished modifying the first few production lines, thank goodness the mistake was found then, we had a total of 96 lines to reconfigure. The lab work was accidentally redone, coming to a different conclusion, bringing the project to a screeching halt. The real tragedy, however, was not the lost expenditures, but that we lost 6 months in our efforts to beat our competitors to market. That loss was incalculable. If you are in the room when a fancy presentation is being made, don't be duped by the dazzle. You may not want to embarrass the presenters publicly, but be ready to confront them privately after the show, for that is what it is, a show, and ask them for a private, in-depth explanation of their work. You could be more subtle than confrontational, asking them to explain it to someone as slow as I am, sort of like Columbo used to do on the TV show. And there I go, showing my age again. In the area of safety, I've seen more graphs stretched, twisted, and turned to make things look better than they are so many times. Personally, I don't need a graph or a presentation to tell me what your safety record will be. Just let me walk through your facility for 15 minutes, and I'll know, and you will too, if you're honest with yourself. Be safe, and we will talk next week. If you want to see lots of graphs and dazzle, ask us for our media. If you want to see lots of graphs and dazzle, ask us for our media kit. Yes, it is advertising sales season, and we have produced the best media kit we have ever put together. Ask me for a copy today and put my feet to the fire. Make me explain it to you. You can get a copy by calling me on my cell phone, 404-822-3412, or emailing me at jthompson@taii.com. As we have been saying, if you like our innovative ways of presenting the news about the pulp and paper industry, I'll suggest you do the following. If you are at a mill and like what you see here, please tell your suppliers what you like to read and who you would like to see them support with their advertising budgets. If you are a supplier, please be aware, we know we are first in news. We think we have the largest audience in the pulp and paper industry worldwide, and we know we have the lowest advertising costs. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.